Kamala Harris dodged question on migration policy. By Neil Munro on September 10, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris dodged the sharpest migration-related question that ABC News's moderators offered during Tuesday night's presidential debate. The ABC moderators asked, "Why did the administration wait until 6 months before the election to act against the border inflow, and would you have done anything differently from President Joe Biden on this?" Harris responded, "So, I'm the only person on this stage who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations for the trafficking of guns and drugs. And let me say that the United States Congress, including some of the most conservative members of the United States, came up with a border security bill, which I supported. And that bill would have put 1,500 more border agents on the border to help those folks who are working there right now, over time, trying to do their job. It would have allowed us to stem the flow of fentanyl coming into the United States. I know there are so many families watching tonight who have been personally affected by the surge of fentanyl in our country." Since January 2021, Harris has helped Biden's deputies extract at least 10 million wealth-shifting, blue-collar, and white-collar migrants from poor countries for use in Americans' workplaces, communities, schools, and hospitals. In December 2023, as the 2024 election accelerated, Biden's deputies rushed to Mexico to ask Mexico's president to curb the migration. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Friday. The president took note, deployed Secretary of State Antony Blinken and me to Mexico to meet with Mexican President López Obrador, which we did, and the numbers in January dropped precipitously. Harris was not part of the Mexican negotiations. The December 2023 meeting came 2.5 years after the March 2021 meeting in which Harris declined to take a major role in immigration policy.